Do you want more time? Do you want more money? Do you want more success? Do you want to be able to look back at your business life one day and say, wow, that was pretty cool? Well, tune in for the next 10 minutes or so to our podcast, Work Smarter, Not Harder. When I was a kid, I had a very orderly way of doing things. And I wouldn't call it flat out logic, but there was a certain order of operations, if you will, that made sense to me, and I stuck with it. And that's kind of permeated through my entire career thus far. I want to talk with you a little bit about it today. In mathematics, there's a framework called the order of operations. And basically what it means is that when you have a calculation that involves a bunch of different operators, plus sign, minus sign, multiplication sign, division sign, things like that, certain things are supposed to happen before other things. It's just the way that the math works out. So for instance, you would think that, like, you know, adding and subtracting would be first. That actually happens at the very end of the equation. Multiplication, division, those would end up at the beginning of a particular calculation. And then there's a whole bunch of other things involved. Like, for instance, like, you know, if you put parentheses around certain things, blah, blah, blah. I'm not here to teach you crazy math. Hopefully you remember that from your algebra classes and stuff. But, you know, just kind of like the general order of operations. So you can apply that to a lot of things. And another good example in terms of order of operations is the concept of logic. If then, if this thing happens, then this thing will happen, cause and effect. And somehow, I kind of tuned into that a little bit earlier. I'm not really, you know, a physics level or even a calculus level mathematician, but I have been intrigued on how certain concepts affect me. Now, the reason why I'm telling you this is a story that I just came up with and I decided to hop on the podcast. I was looking for my wallet. I needed to update some information on one of the web things that we use in order to build websites and actually a video platform, quite frankly. It's called Promo. But we create video websites now. Like, the homepage is literally a video. It's awesome. Sorry, little advertisement for my company, Rockwell Web. But I couldn't find my damn wallet, okay? That's the main point of this. And I'm looking all around. I was like, what the? And then I was like, wait a minute. It's right in this particular location that I usually put the darn thing. And, you know, it was kind of like a moment of like, duh, obviously it would go over there. But I didn't think about it for like about 30, 45 seconds. I'm like looking around furiously. I'm like, where the heck is this thing? Time is of the essence. And then I went back to the foundation, which is, okay, there it is right there in the place where I would normally put it. So the reason why I bring this up is an assertion for you as a professional. Sometimes when you're doing things, it's important to have an order of operations in order to get things done a little bit more efficiently. Sometimes market forces, your employer, maybe other colleagues might throw you off course and tell you, oh, hey, you're supposed to do this thing first because I demand it or I expect it or That doesn't have to happen. You can still stay in your own order of operations or cause and effect, or if this happens, then this will happen as you foresee it. And certainly do the time to see if your results are positive or negative. But if they're going to be positive, you might as well scale them out and stay on focus, stay on point, stay with your own order of operations to get things done, not just more efficiently, but more effectively. And that's foundational too, from the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Great book. Anyway, I hope you have a great day. It is Tuesday, March 19th. And my only plug right now is Stony Music Fest. That's all I'm going to be about for the next 2 or 3 months. I'll talk about other stuff, but we're going to be giving $5 tickets on April 20th. It's a Saturday at 10 o'clock. $5 tickets, and it's going to be a 4-day festival. Wednesday night, there's going to be something. Thursday night, there's going to be open mic. Friday night, we're going to be at the Hudson Water Club. Saturday, we're going to have the main festival all day with four bands. Going to have an after party afterwards. So we got a lot of things coming up. It's almost 5 minutes into this podcast. You'll hear more about that. Have a great rest of the day. Peace out. Hey, if you're looking to create a safer home, workplace, or even community environment around you, check out KSI Safety and Security Training. The owners over at KSI, they first focus on helping the participants to know how to protect themselves. But then they take it a step further and they show the participants also how to protect the ones that they care about and love the most around them. So you can check them out online at ksiacademy.com, 845-893-6155. And if you talk with them, tell them Tom sent you.